Here we are. Welcome to the Father's Day edition of the Border Poll Journal. We are flying solo. My co-host is still away on holidays. And on this Father's Day, I thought I'd do something a little different. I go through some of the headlines on this day when we think about how families function and how our world is changing rapidly. So to begin with, let's go through the headlines that came across my desk just today. And these are from our friends at Zero Hedge. And I'll just give you some of the flavor of these headlines. The circular nature of political extremism. It says that the extremes of political viewpoints fuel each other. Progressives understand the importance of confusion, manipulation of language, and the beneficial propaganda to shift unsuspecting naysayers and adversaries into a state of paranoia that causes them to leave behind their original principles. Russia's new roadmap for a multipolar world. Russia's new roadmap is an integration of the global West, according to a fellow by the name of Dugin, which leaves Russia without a future. Father's Day versus Mother's Day. Birthing persons beat non-birthing persons in terms of their expenditures on Father's Day. Iran continues to make inroads in Latin America among anti-imperialists. Zero Hedge says that Iran continues making these inroads in Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Iran. And these are among the countries that have heroically confronted sanctions. The next headline is that the State Department's narrative control unit is letting highly ideological activists decide the discourse. This according to a Freedom of Information Act disclosure. China steps up its game with the first floating oil factory. China has delivered its first smart floating production storage and offloading system with a land-sea integration operation, marking a breakthrough in the country's application of digital twin technology. How about this one? The FBI groomed developmentally challenged 16-year-old to become a terrorist, then arrested him. This is according to a Zero Hedge report that Ventura, by the name of Ventura, was charged with one count of knowingly concealing the source of material support or resource to a foreign terrorist organization. Now that's curious. First you groom them and then you arrest them. Here's another one. Can you give me odds? And that's the question of whether Trump, betting on Trump is based on the wrong question. The best question should be the odds on Trump going to prison, not his odds of conviction. Here's one that those of you who are into boats. Former Google CEO billionaire has won the auction of a Russian superyacht. For a Russian superyacht, he paid a mere $68 million for this yacht in apparently a totally transparent process. Zelensky slams Trump for saying he would end the war in Ukraine. That's a given. Spotify executives call Harry and Meghan effing grifters after they split with the company. So clearly Spotify is not exactly happy with these two. The race-baiting Dems and their media pals fall silent after black subway hero, quote, unquote, kills crazed men in New York City. These district attorneys, according to that report, show they are out of control. RFK is up against a so-called double-talking vaccine scientist, despite a $1.5 million charity pot where the two are arguing about whether or not the vaccine has been beneficial or not. people up to date with COVID-19 vaccines are more likely to be infected, according to a study. Well, that's interesting. All of these on a day, Father's Day, headlines. I haven't got into any of them in particular because it's one of those days where you're not interested in getting in too deep on some of these stories because it's really quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Discouraging. Makes you wonder what is going on in the world. On this beautiful Sunday afternoon, when it's beautiful, warm summer day, when everything should be right with the world, and I look at these headlines and it just makes you want to ignore it. And that's what we're going to do with all the ones I just read to you, because none of those are worth my time today regarding looking at news. But I do have one which is a little more fun, and that is the whole business of UFOs and deciphering the truth amid the decades of propaganda. Zero Hedge, through an author by the name of J.B. Shirk and the Gatestone Institute, brought up the issue yesterday about the age-old question as to whether we are alone in the universe and whether that's been finally answered. In what appears to be a well-coordinated disclosure campaign, several knowledgeable insiders have recently made public statements claiming that E.T. is real and has been visiting Earth for some time. In mid-May, Stanford medical professor Gary Nolan caused a stir during an innovation and investment conference hosted by the Salt Eye Connections Leadership Forum when he stated unequivocally that a small group of scientists have been reverse engineering alien technology for some time. One of the compelling things about the 15-minute interview in which he discussed this revelation is how the host, Alex Klokas, is to frame Dr. Nolan's testimony with sober and logical questioning, as if to guard against potential accusations of quackery, almost as a lawyer would conduct a witness examination in a court of law. Klokas first lays out Nolan's innovative breakthroughs in immunology, virology, and cancer research, and then walks through the professor's personal experience with, quote, experience with people who are working on the reverse engineering programs, unquote, of alien technology. Finally, Klokas offers Nolan the chance to describe to the audience his belief that government disclosure of extraterrestrial life is likely forthcoming. Nolan's interview came about a week before NASA's May 31st public meeting to discuss unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs. Used to be called UFOs, now we call them UAPs. And the current subject categorization used to reference these incidents once was understood less formally as involving the UFOs, as I said earlier, and close encounters of various kinds with extraterrestrial beings. Although the government conference added up with frustration with the views because it dangled so many questions without providing any definitive answers. To me, it's the same as the literally billions of pictures that can be taken any day on this planet by people with their cell phones, and we still haven't got a unfuzzy, clear picture of an extraterrestrial walking down the street, landing in a backyard. The ones that we do see are little dots in the sky, and the one that I really like was the one they released about a year ago, which was the Tic Tacs. And you're looking, what am I looking at? It's so preposterous in some ways that we have all these technologies available to us, and we can't get a single photograph, a clear photograph, of the so-called extraterrestrials. Well, that's interesting. So that's a story I think that's worth looking into in the next in a couple of weeks when we find out that maybe we're not alone. Except that these folks just don't want to be identified in a nice clear picture. The other stories in the news these days are, as I said earlier, revolving around all these issues of division and exclusion and sub silos of racism and gendered identity and so forth. And today is not the day to get into any of that stuff, because I'm just not going to do this today. I looked at our Twitter page, and there again, it's full of real silly stuff, which you have to wonder why it's trending anywhere. The good news is that today Father's Day was trending number one. Number two was the NBA Wizards game. Number three was Mr. Rogan and his discussions with various people on his show. So the top three are there. Other than that, we can really speak to very little today of interest that is in the realm of migration and border management. We're going to have a story tomorrow, an added story, about some of the legal ramifications, particularly in North America, of the Canadian Supreme Court's ruling on the Safe Third Country decision, which basically upheld that it's perfectly legal to stop refugee shopping by various groups. Sorry to be so direct about this, but it has done nothing to support any legitimate refugee movements in this hemisphere. If anything, it has been an attraction to those who would profit from going around the law that protects refugees. Incidentally, in Canada, over 600,000 Ukrainians have been granted the temporary residence in Canada, which is remarkable considering the country's just past the 40 million mark in terms of its population, while in the U.S. the same refugee movement from Ukraine is just over 270,000. So, in a country that has 10 times the population of Canada, practically. So, I suspect, of course, that number is low, because the United States is already inundated with well over a million migrants that are undocumented from the open borders policy, which the current government pretty well supports. And again, that's some interest for tomorrow in our discussion about the impact of the Supreme Court ruling of Canada that again upholds a safe third country notion. So with that, I will sign off. Thank you for dropping into this abbreviated version of the Border Poll Journal podcast, a video as well. As you see, we're outdoors and having a great Father's Day. I'd like to thank my two daughters for saying hello to me today on Father's Day as well. So for that, I say goodbye, and we'll see you soon. Stay safe, stay well.